14 submarine. The vessel went missing last week, and the latest information has many fearing the worst.
A large explosion was heard on Thursday in the last known location of the San Juan. The Argentinian Navy submarine has been missing for more than a week. William Craig Reed is a submarine expert. He says without surfacing, the sub's air supply likely would be running low.
At this point, most likely the batteries have been depleted, and so they are in darkness except for flashlights. And I'm sure huddled together and hoping and praying for the best.
Teams from 12 nations have been involved in the search. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A man was killed last evening in Adelphi. Police say he was hit by two cars while trying to cross a road. It happened as he was trying to cross New Hampshire Avenue at Metzerot Road. Police say the man was hit by one car. Then as he lay in the road, a second car ran over him and kept going. But police say that second driver may not have even been aware of what had just happened. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,526. The Nasdaq at 68,67. Sports Thanksgiving wins for the Redskins and the Vikings. Dallas loses. College basketball, a win for UVA, a loss for GW. NHL, the Caps host Tampa Bay tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again. Every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews of the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, thank you. The inner loop of the Beltway at Gallows Road has been cleared. We had an earlier disabled vehicle, so it's moving along pretty good. The outer loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and 50, we have a 10-minute travel time. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, more like a 13-minute commute. 270 headed south from 121 to the Beltway, more like a 22-minute trip. So you're just tapping the brakes here. 95 northbound between Quantico and Dale City, a 12-minute travel time. This traffic report sponsored by AAA. 71% of the time, your AAA driver will get you back on the road without a tow. Plus, they get to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some sun today and winds out of the south and southwest, the high should reach 55 and a clear sky tonight with a low dropping to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Manassas, 26 in Hyattsville, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by AAA. The search for three missing sailors off the coast of Japan has been called off. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is Mornings on the Mall. Dan Mandison from Marion Vince on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up this hour, well, we do have the president defending himself against the Washington Post, yet again, of course, and it is Black Friday across America and across D.C. Now, here's the interesting thing about Black Friday is there is a debate going on right now as to whether or not people are going out to the stores versus shopping online. We'll get into that story as well as a number of others this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Uma Thurman is now coming out, and she's coming out swinging against Harvey Weinstein. You know what's going to be fascinating? whether it's in Hollywood or whether it's inside the Beltway right here in Washington, D.C. I wonder, between now and next Thanksgiving, how many people are going to lose their careers thanks to all of these accusations of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and all of these other things that people are accused of, rape, you name it, groping. It's all on the table. And we've seen a number of different careers go down in flames over the last couple of months. We, of course, know about Charlie Rose. We know about Kevin Spacey. We know about Harvey Weinstein, as does Uma Thurman, who, again, has now taken to Instagram going after Harvey Weinstein. Wait till you hear what she has to say. But first, a couple of months ago, she was on the red carpet, and Uma Thurman, who is, of course, one of Hollywood's A-list celebrities. She was in Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, number of other kinds of movies. And here's what she had to say a few months ago on the red carpet.
I don't have a tidy soundbite for you, because I have learned I am not a child, and I have learned that when I've spoken in anger, I usually regret the way I express myself. So I've been waiting to feel less angry, and when I'm ready, I'll say what I have to say.
All right, so that is Uma Thurman a couple of months ago when all of these allegations started to unfold against Harvey Weinstein. Well, apparently she's now ready, or getting ready to be ready. She says on Instagram to her 77,000 followers, "Happy Thanksgiving. I am grateful today to be alive for all those I love and for all those who have the courage to stand up for others." She says, "I said I was angry recently," and we just played the soundbite. She says, "And I have a few reasons, hashtag me too. In case you couldn't tell by the look on my face, I feel it is important to take your time, to be fair, to be exact. So, happy Thanksgiving, everyone." Then she says in parentheses, "Except you, Harvey Weinstein, and all your wicked conspirators. I'm glad it's going slowly. You don't deserve a bullet. Stay tuned, Uma Thurman." So Hollywood clearly is still in a state of disarray over what now seems to be the new normal, where we do have, it seems like every single week, another person is going down, their career is going down in flames because of all of these various accusations. I mean, if you look at the careers that have been decimated in Hollywood, and very quickly, we're talking about Harvey Weinstein, who his downfall seemed to take a few weeks. But now I think we can all agree that the career of Harvey Weinstein is completely over, obviously. Kevin Spacey, in a matter of just a couple of days, he lost House of Cards. He lost a number of different shows that he was working on. And now he has gone into essentially, obviously, rehab. We'll have to see what. By the way, I should put in that word rehab in quotation marks. Because for me, I think for a lot of these guys, when they go into quote-unquote rehab, what they're really doing is clearly just, at least in my opinion, a PR move. Charlie Rose, and we talked about this a little bit in the last hour, I don't know if I've ever seen a career go down in flames as quickly as Charlie Rose. I mean, it was like the guy, one day he was up and working, and then literally the very next day he was out of work. After all of these really weird, creepy allegations of sexual harassment unfolded against Charlie Rose, he is now a guy. And think about the lives of these guys. And listen, I don't feel sorry for them in any way, shape, or form. I know most people don't. But think about their lives. Think about, for example, Kevin Spacey. This is a guy who was up for awards. He had a number of different projects that were getting ready to launch. He's in the middle of House of Cards. These allegations come out, and he loses his agent, he loses his PR person, he loses all of those projects, and he is, for all intents and purposes, done. And I don't even think with House of Cards, this is a show, which, by the way, I'm a big fan of House of Cards, but I don't even know if they'd still be, if they're still going to show House of Cards in repeats or reruns because of the fact that Kevin Spacey is persona non grata, not only in Hollywood, but across America. And because of that, House of Cards is basically gone. So the lives of these guys, where they go from A-list Hollywood talent to nothing in a heartbeat. It's pretty jolting, I would think, for these folks. And I think that it's going to be jolting for a lot of people in the next year. One of the things that I opened up with was here in the 6 o'clock hour on Mornings on the Mall is, in the next year, how many people are going to go down? How many people in the next year will continue to lose their careers, not only in Hollywood, but also right here in Washington, D.C., with politicians? Yesterday, we covered in excruciating detail the downfall, possibly, of Al Franken, the downfall of the Republican out of Texas. Wasn't it Joe Barton, I think it is, who sent a naked selfie to a woman in some sort of revenge porn incident where she then took that selfie and put it up on Twitter. So we've got that situation that we continue to deal with. Over the next year, we are going to see, this is my bold prediction, we are going to see far more in Hollywood and far more in Washington, D.C., go down than we have currently seen. We've seen a handful, I would say. That's how I would describe it, a handful. I think we are going to see a lot more over the next year or so, as all of these allegations of basically creepy, sexually harassing behavior, all of these is going to come to light in the next year or so. We know about CNN. And when they went around and they spoke to, what, those 50 people or so of people that work on Capitol Hill, and all of them said, oh, yeah, there's a whole list of creepy lawmakers and people that work for them, and they all hang out at the elevators. And when you see one of these guys coming towards the elevators, and if you're a young female working on Capitol Hill, you want to beat a hasty retreat, because you don't want to be in the elevators with these guys. You don't want to be alone with these guys. And the more that these allegations surface, the more the careers are going to be ruined. But for the overall good, I think it is a good thing that these folks, these guys, Al Franken perhaps, and others, I think for the overall good of Capitol Hill, for the overall good of Hollywood, and the overall good of women everywhere, I think that these guys who have been partaking in this kind of behavior, it's good that they're losing their careers, because it will serve as an example to others that you simply cannot treat women this way. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday, where these are the kinds of stories that you do want to, because I know a lot of people always say, oh, how do we talk to our kids about this? Well, you talk to your kids about this honestly. And you say, this is why, if you've got a young son, this is why you don't treat women this way, because you need to be a decent human being. But you also, if you treat women the way that these guys did, then guess what? You could suffer the same ramifications. So you're supposed to be a good human being, but also you could also experience some consequences as well for that bad behavior. And also, this is a good opportunity to talk to your daughters as well about being strong. My name is Dan Mandis, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather together. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, down at Falls Church, 66 eastbound, approaching the Beltway. There is an accident blocking the right lane. Police are there. The inner loop from the American Legion Bridge to 270, about a 5-6 minute trip. The outer loop from Baltimore Washington Parkway to 95, even more than that, about 8 to 10 minutes. 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane splits, a 23-minute commute. And in the district, Anacostia Freeway northbound from the 11th Street Bridge to the BW Parkway, a 5 or 6 minute trip. Southeast-Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue, it's about a 7-minute commute. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for your Black Friday, looking good. Sunny today, high around 55. Tonight, a clear and a low of 39 degrees. Right now, it is 32 degrees in our nation's capital.
When I went to the Good Feet store, I had a free consultation and free fittings. They allowed me to try on the arch supports, and I started sobbing because I had no pain.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. So just to let you know, and I'm Dan in for Mary and Vince, I've been a fierce critic of Cam Newton. NFL quarterback. This is a guy who I've always said that he is a hot dog. I've always said that he is a poor winner and a poor loser, and I have never been a fan of Cam Newton. However, you know what he's done? I find this fascinating, and you can see this on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. He says, I want to be an open book so people can learn from my mistakes. Now, what was I just talking about? I was talking about how our kids can learn from all of the sexual harassment and sexual assault allegations that are going on right now in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C. and across America. Cam Newton has now decided that he's going to, and he has, posted a mugshot from his 2008 theft arrest. He was trying to steal a laptop computer, and he decided to go ahead and post that to his social media pages, saying that he wants other people to learn from his mistakes. Yeah, I think this is great. The Carolina Panthers quarterback posted this photo online showing the mugshot of himself alongside a heartfelt message about mistakes and moving forward from them. Now, you may recall just a couple of weeks ago, he was accused of being a sexist after he was talking to a female reporter and said, he said basically that he was kind of surprised that he was getting such a nuts and bolts football question from a female reporter. He was accused of being a sexist and so on and so forth. So I don't know if this is something that is a calculated move on the side of Cam Newton, but he says that after posting the photograph onto his social media pages, he says, I contemplated posting this and even reluctant about it. But as I think about my life and the many things I am thankful for, he says, I want to be an open book so people can hear my testimony and learn from the flaws and mistakes I made, he wrote in the post. The moral of the story is, he says, on this date, I thought my life and career was over. And the fact that I shamed my family with the media coverage surrounding this situation, he says, I vowed to better myself on this day 9 years ago. And of course, we all know that he did better himself. We know that he did become an NFL quarterback, and quite frankly, a very good one as well. The sports star, as the story goes, went on to incorporate his irresponsible remarks made recently by suggesting that he, too, was forced to block out those who once told him he can't. And so, Cam Newton, I think that is something that is very smart. I really do like what he has to say here. And again, I've been one of his harshest critics. He says, what you must learn from this story is this. If you live your life listening to what other people are saying, what you should do and not your own, shame on you. So he's obviously somebody who, and we know this about Cam Newton, he's somebody who has been dismissive of critics over the years. He says, I'm extremely thankful for God's mercy, grace, and favor over my life. If I can do it with my circumstances, surely you can do it. And be whatever you want and be with whatever you want to be with hard work and persistence. And so Cam Newton is somebody who is coming out and essentially coming clean. And I love what he's doing for a couple of different reasons. One of them is the fact that the NFL right now, as we all know, and yesterday was a big day of celebration for the NFL. It was, of course, Thanksgiving Day. And we know that on Thanksgiving throughout America, everybody, a whole lot of people are watching the National Football League. And so for Newton to come out and come clean with this mugshot and also saying the things that he says, I think that does look very good for the NFL. You know, I didn't even notice. And here's where we are, I think, for a lot of folks within the NFL. I was with a family yesterday during Thanksgiving Day. I did go to a couple of different Thanksgiving dinners. And it was interesting because one of the gatherings that I went to, these folks used to be hardcore NFL football fans, and I've met them before, and they're friends. And so I thought it was fascinating that I'm so used to when you go to somebody's home for Thanksgiving dinner that they do have the NFL on, and I've known these folks for quite some time. They did not have the NFL on. They did not have any interest in watching the National Football League. And these are conservative folks. And, you know, they know me and they know that I'm a conservative talk show host and they know where I stand on the NFL, which if you missed the show yesterday, I've gone from rooting for the NFL to ambivalence towards the NFL towards now just simply rooting against the NFL. And so I think for a lot of folks, even despite what Cam Newton did here in the last couple of days, posting this mugshot and hoping that other people would learn from his mistakes, I do still think that there are people who will never, and I mean never, ever forgive the National Football League for what they're doing, which is essentially supporting these players who are kneeling for the national anthem. And I'll see if I can dig around and see if I can find what the ratings, if there are, they are out here for the last 24 hours or so. See how the games did yesterday on Thanksgiving and see if people still did tune out. We know that there's still people that have not gone back to baseball after the strike many years ago. And I fear the NFL, it's going to have the same consequences for them that Major League Baseball had when they went on strike many years ago. My name is Dan Mandis in Fort Mary and Vince. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions. Ready, Gary?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever is on sale?
Incorrect. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our proven, repeatable, and sustainable process sells more homes, sells homes faster, and makes more money for our clients than any old-fashioned traditional agent. Over $12 million in savings so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
Don't miss Cabela's Black Friday doorbuster sale for 5 hours only. Come in and get a Remington 783 rifle with scope for $249.99 after mail-in rebate, and Carhartt Huntsman jackets starting at $49.99. Save $80 on an Abu Garcia Revo SX casting reel, and pick up a Herder's 20-60x60 spotting scope for $49.99. Plus, be one of the first 600 in line to receive a free giveaway. Doors open at 5 a.m. Can't wait? Cabela's is now open on Thanksgiving Day. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
6:25 on Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Dan, 66 eastbound. We did have an accident there at the Beltway. It has been cleared, so that's good news. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. In Manassas, 66 eastbound, just beyond the business route 234. We do have a disabled vehicle. It is on the right shoulder. Be careful nonetheless. 95 northbound past route 32, an accident. The George Washington Parkway southbound, about Run Parkway to the 14th Street Bridge. Now you're tapping the brakes. It's about a 7-minute trip. The outer loop between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, more like 12 and 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Not too bad at all. About 5 minutes your travel time. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry conditions and some more temperatures if you're going to be out on this Friday with sunshine at a high near 55 and a clear sky tonight with a low 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, it is 32 degrees in our nation's capital. Black Friday across America. My name is Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince, mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Well, we got a lot going on today. A lot of it has to do with, of course, sexual harassment. Also, as I just mentioned, Black Friday across United States. The big question is, how many people are still partaking in Black Friday? I would love to know, because yesterday I did, as I've talked about, spoke about my Thanksgiving yesterday. One of the things that I did is I took an informal poll as to how many people were actually going to go to the brick and mortar stores, go to the mall, go to the big box stores, as opposed to simply shopping online. Because a lot of people, and this is something that we've seen over the last couple of years, more and more people are simply shopping online. And it seems to me like the stores themselves, what they're doing is they're playing into that opportunity, much to the dismay, I would think, of the shopping malls, because and now more people are shopping online than going to the brick and mortar stores. I should say more people are going to shop online. Now, we do still know that there are big crowds out at the malls today, and we'll talk about that as well. The phone number is 888-630-9625. I'm just curious, if you're out at the mall, how's the traffic and how are the crowds? 888-630 WMAL. We have those stories and a whole lot more straight ahead on Mornings on the Mall.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
It's Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. We got a lot coming up, including Black Friday by the numbers, and also the incredible story of a homeless guy who does something amazing. Can't wait to share this story with you straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Kirk Cousins threw 2 touchdown passes as the Redskins beat the New York Giants in their first ever Thanksgiving Day game.
Kirk, play action. Wheels, going end zone left side. Touchdown! Josh Doctson with the catch. Great catch by Doctson. And the Redskins take the lead with 3:31 to go.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL. The Skins are now 5-6 on the season, still in position to make the playoffs. It's a move that could signal cooperation with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Lawyers for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn have told President Trump's legal team that they are no longer communicating with them about Mueller's investigation. The Navy has ended its search for 3 sailors still missing after this week's crash of a Navy transport plane off the coast of Japan. 8 other people were rescued and are in good condition. For the first time in 37 years, the African nation of Zimbabwe has a new president. Robert Mugabe is out. Emmerson Mnangagwa is in.
I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people. So help me God.
Mugabe resigned on Tuesday under immense pressure from the country's military. A man was killed last night in Prince George's County when he was hit by two cars while crossing a road. Police say the man was trying to get across New Hampshire Avenue at Metzerot Road in Adelphi when he was hit by a car, then a second car ran over him as he lay in the road. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,526, the NASDAQ at 68,67. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Redskins improved to 5-6 with a win over the Giants. The Cowboys lose. The Vikings beat the Lions. College basketball, UVA wins. GW loses. Hockey, the Caps host Tampa Bay tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. With caring pharmacists, medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. Where is it convenient? And where do I matter? At Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
Your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Time for an oil change? At Advance Auto Parts, we have everything you need all in one place. Our knowledgeable team members are ready to answer all your questions, and it'll help you find the oil filter that's right for your car. We'll also recycle your used motor oil absolutely free. In fact, last year, we recycled over 5.5 million gallons, continuing our commitment to being a green retailer. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. Recycling not available in California.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Columbia Pike southbound just beyond Route 32. There's an accident, albeit on the shoulder. 95 northbound past 32. An accident reported here. 66 eastbound past Business Route 234. Watch out for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. As for the inner loop of the Beltway from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to Van Dorn Street, a 7-8 minute commute. The outer loop from the American Legion Bridge to 66, more like 7 or 8, and Route 50, Arlington Boulevard, westbound at Leesburg Pike. We have a crash taking one lane out. As for mass transit, it is on or near schedule. And now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be dry and warmer heading through this Friday with sunshine at a high near 55. Tonight, clear the low of 39. Clouds will increase tomorrow with a few showers and a high near 60, then clearing Sunday with a high temperature reaching the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from on the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Burke, 29 in La Plata, 32 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is Black Friday. My name is Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, so interesting with Black Friday and the various ways in which you can shop these this holiday season. And a lot of folks are debating as to whether or not they should go out for Black Friday. And a lot of the retailers, you know, the economy's not so bad, right? So a lot of people are working, and the president is doing whatever he can to make our economy great again. And so now we have a situation where the brick and mortar buildings, they're in a lot of trouble. A lot of these retailers and people simply are not going to the malls as much as they used to. And so now we have here in America, we have a lot of the retailers in a bit of trouble, and they're not exactly sure how to combat online shopping. And so the malls and the shopping malls and the big box stores, they're trying to pull out all the stops, trying to do whatever it is that they possibly can to bring people out to the malls. And one of the things that I'm asking is, did you go out to Black Friday shopping this morning? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Now, from some of the people that I've heard from on my Facebook page, and you can find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page, a lot of folks did decide to sleep in this morning. That doesn't mean that nobody is out to Black Friday shopping, but I think a lot of the younger folks, some of the millennials, they do a lot of their shopping online these days. No offense, but some of the older folks, maybe over 40, over 42, 43, and I can say that I'm 49, is still choosing to go out shopping. But this is from Yahoo, as brick and mortar stores are expanding their bag of tricks to try and bring people into the back into the malls. They're getting, as they say, increasingly bold as they look to lure shoppers who otherwise might simply be happy going online to shop. So what they're doing, and I'm curious as to what some of the malls have been doing across the greater general D.C. area, but they're really trying to make online shopping less fun and have all the fun be at the malls. And so what they're doing is they're hosting ice skating rinks. They're hosting gingerbread decorating sessions there in the mall. They're hosting ugly Christmas sweater nights and all these other things to try and make shopping at the malls, frankly, more of an event. It's more than just shopping. It's an experience, and that's what they're trying to do. Now, this should be a good weekend for retailers. Most experts predict a solid holiday shopping season, projecting overall sales a growth of about 4.2% to about, listen to these numbers, $685 billion. Over the next several days. They say that online sales are expected to account for about 18.3% of that $685 billion. That is up from 16.8% last year. And so they're trying to do this more as holiday shopping at the malls is more of a family tradition. Surveys show that creating a festive holiday atmosphere is one way to prompt you, folks like you and me, to pocket their smartphones for a few hours and hit the mall. About a third of consumers say they enjoyed holiday shopping as a family tradition, which I saw that. And I thought I never in a million years would have thought that shopping at a mall would be part of some sort of a holiday tradition, some sort of a family tradition. But a whole bunch of folks do say it's a family tradition. Now, I talked about earlier my one experience on Black Friday, and I can't imagine, this was about 10 years ago when Black Friday was far more of a thing than it is now, but my experience was that I never wanted to do it again. You know, my own personal tradition is to, on Black Friday or even on Thanksgiving Day, not go to the stores because of the insanity. And I think that a lot of people do feel that way. 23% of the folks say they mostly enjoy the holiday decorations and, again, the experience of shopping at the mall. One person says the years they've gone to 100% online, it doesn't feel like you've done your holiday shopping. In other words,
people are very much about the experience, apparently, of going to the actual mall. And I got to tell you, again, for me and my experiences, not necessarily something that I look forward to every year. And for me, I've done most of my shopping now online, and we have Cyber Monday on Monday. So a lot of folks are waiting to see what kind of sales are out there on Cyber Monday. But, you know, the retailers, they have this... They have this problem, this conundrum, if you will. One is they're trying to bring people out to the brick-and-mortar stores, which is it's fair enough, but they also offer incredible deals online. And so if you have, and just think about this, if you have the opportunity to save, a few hundred bucks on a big old TV by going to the store, well, that's all fine and well, but if you can just stay in your pajamas, stay in your slippers, and not go to the malls and do all or most of your shopping online, I think most people, with the economy the way it is today, most people are willing to stay home and forego some of the, as they say, the doorbuster deals in order to have a bit more convenience. Because I think for the younger generation, and I speak to millennials all the time, I think for the younger generation, they are far more about convenience as opposed to being able to save money. They are all about being able to stay in their pajamas and drink their coffee at home and shop on their own time. And I think that's what people are really into these days. I mean, if you think about it, when was the last time you actually sat down and watched your favorite TV show at the time when it was on? I think that people are so into on-demand these days that this is one of those, this is manifesting itself in another way. We watch TV shows when we want to watch them by taping them on or just pulling it up on your, you know, DirecTV or whatever it is. It's always right there, ready to watch at your convenience. Well, it's the same thing for shopping and holiday shopping. People want to shop at their convenience, not at the store's convenience, but their convenience. And so I think that that is what we're seeing now, as more and more people are shopping online as opposed to going to the actual mall. My name is Dan, in for Mary and Vince. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are the realtors who net their sellers $30,000 more money on average and will guarantee the sale of your home. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. You see, Sarah and Debbie are working with thousands of home buyers who are looking to buy right now. Check it out. Sarah and Debbie sold a home for $7,500 over the asking price. It was listed with another agent for 200 days and it didn't sell. They called the Reynolds team and they got them packing. Sarah and Debbie are serious in netting their home sellers the most money at closing time. Listen, if you want solid, strong, proven home selling systems with thousands of ready home buyers area-wide working for you, then there's only one thing to do. Call Sarah and Debbie now at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. Their families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcast and Google Play.
It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning to you. Falls Church, eastbound 66, right near the Beltway. An earlier accident is gone. Eastbound 66 past 234, however, another story. A disabled vehicle, albeit on the right shoulder. In Falls Church, Arlington Boulevard, westbound past Leesburg Pike, there's a crash. All lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene directing traffic there. 95 northbound, just beyond Route 32, an accident on the shoulder. Columbia Pike southbound, an accident on the shoulder. This involves an overturned vehicle. Be careful there. New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, an accident. Police there in 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 13-minute trip. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be dry and warmer heading through this Friday with sun. sunshine at a high near 55. Tonight, clear of the low of 39. Clouds will increase tomorrow with a few showers and a high near 60, then clearing Sunday with a high temperature reaching the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 32 degrees in our nation's capital.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You ever wonder how close you actually are to being homeless? This is an amazing story for a couple of different reasons. One is because it is always amazing to me how the American people will rally around one person. And this is a story of a homeless guy whose life has now been forever changed. But the other thing that I think is interesting about this story is how quickly a homeless man named Johnny became homeless. This is out of Philadelphia. 27-year-old Kate McClure, she ran out of gas driving along I-95. And as she's there on the side of the road, nervous, trying to figure out how to get some gas, she is approached by a homeless man named Johnny. She says that she was apprehensive at first, but Johnny told her, get back in your car, lock the doors, and he walked to get her help. And he spent, this homeless man, spent his last $20 getting her gas. An amazing story of a homeless guy who does good. Now, I don't know why some folks are surprised that a homeless guy would do something good, because just because somebody is homeless doesn't mean that they're evil. It means, frankly, that they've had some horrible things happen to them. So, Kate McClure, the woman who ran out of gas and was essentially saved by this homeless person named Johnny, she went back to, after she got herself together and got her gas tank filled back up, she decided to go back and see Johnny a few more times and brought him snacks. He's been living under an overpass for about a year. And so she brought him gift cards. She brought him snacks. She even brought him cash. And it seems like Kate and her boyfriend, they kind of, for lack of a better way to say it, it seems like they kind of adopted Johnny. As a matter of fact, they decided to launch a GoFundMe campaign, putting an ambitious $10,000 goal. And they were hoping to rein in a few hundred bucks to help Johnny out. As of yesterday, that campaign has now garnered $250,000 for this guy, Johnny, a homeless guy who really helped bail out this 27-year-old Kate McClure by spending his last $20 getting her gas after she ran out of gas along I-95. Now, Johnny is 34 years old, and he's been homeless for about a year. He is a veteran. He was previously a certified paramedic and also served in the Marine Corps. This is a guy up to a year, year and a half, 2 years ago, he was living in a home. He was vacationing on the beach, but then things went terribly awry in his life. After moving around the country for a time, he came to the Philadelphia area about a year ago with a job lined up and some money to buy a truck. But soon after, that job fell through. Johnny had no savings. He had blown through his savings, didn't have any money, and then he lost his paperwork, rendering him unable to work, and he ended up homeless and living along I-95. So now, yes, he has $250,000 essentially at his disposal. And it is always amazing to me how the American people, and I've learned this over the years, the American people love a good story. And the story of Johnny, this homeless guy who spends his last $20 helping out somebody else, is most certainly a story that has connected with a lot of people. And now the question is, what does Johnny do with that $250,000? Well, he has started the process of getting his paperwork in order and replaced. Remember, I mentioned that he lost it. He's currently without identification or Veterans Affairs papers. That is one of the problems with homeless folks, and I've met a lot of homeless folks over the years through the radio telethons and the radiothons that I've done over the years. And oftentimes, they don't have identification. Oftentimes, they do lose their paperwork, and it's a real pain in the you-know-what. quite trying to get that paperwork replaced. And so they're helping Johnny to get back on his feet. He hopes to get a job at the Amazon warehouse in nearby Robbinsville. And down the road, he also hopes to get some sort of an apartment. And that's what they're working on right now. Also, he's working to become recertified as a paramedic in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And so what they're really trying to do is they're trying to use this money to help Johnny get back on his feet. So sometimes doing good deeds does pay itself back. Amazing story out of Philadelphia. My name is Dan Mandis, in from Aaron Vince on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:53, it's Mornings on the Mall. Time to check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Hey, good morning and happy Black Friday. It still is the biggest shopping day of the year. The NASDAQ is coming off a record close from Wednesday. Futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. It's a half day of trading. Stock markets close at 1 Eastern. Markets are mostly higher right now in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is up near a 2-year high. Yesterday is being called Shop Giving. Consumers spent a whopping $1.5 billion online before and after turkey dinners. By 5 p.m. Eastern yesterday, according to Adobe Analytics, that's up nearly 17% from Thanksgiving Day last year. If you're heading into stores this morning, you could be a touch confused. Best Buy is selling Barbie dolls. JCPenney is selling toys and TVs, things it never carried before. And President Donald Trump is at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, but his website is having a Black Friday sale, 30% off. Trump Christmas ornaments, coffee mugs, hats, pet leashes, license plate frames, and a lot of other things at shopdonaldjtrump.com. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stock valuations are at 1929 levels. That artificial wealth can be liquidated in the blink of an eye. Chris Plant here. Protect your profits. Lock in your future with the 1010 IRA. The 1010 IRA is guaranteed to deliver 10% interest for the next 10 years. You can transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into a 1010 IRA with zero tax liability. You've heard me talk about fiduciary financial advisor and WMAL radio host David Ahrens. I know David personally, and you'll be impressed with his knowledge, integrity, and straightforward style to get your questions answered quickly. It starts with a call or text message to receive the free information packet on the 1010 IRA. 10% interest for 10 years is here now. Begin to secure your future with a call or text message to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
6:55 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall, where we do traffic and weather together first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Dan, in Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, there is an accident with police on the scene. Columbia Pike southbound just past Route 32, an accident on the shoulder. This involves an overturned vehicle, so it may just be there for a while. 95 northbound past Route 32, an accident on the shoulder in Manassas. Good news regarding 66 eastbound just past Business Route 234. We had a disabled vehicle a few minutes ago. It has been cleared. Route 50, Arlington Boulevard westbound just past Leesburg Pike. An accident. Police are on the scene. They're waiting for a tow truck. As for mass transit, it is on or near schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will climb into Saturday, then cool a little bit on Sunday behind your front. In the meantime, some sun today with a high of 55. Clear tonight with a low of 39. Clouds will move in tomorrow with a few showers and a high of 60. Then clearing Sunday with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 32 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Mary and Vince. You can find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. You can also follow me on Twitter at Dan Mandis Show. Yeah, it's interesting, the story that I was telling you about just a scant few minutes ago about how Americans have rallied around this homeless guy named Johnny. And Johnny, if you're just joining us, he spent his last $20 helping out 27-year-old Kate McClure as she ran out of gas along I-95. And Johnny said, wait in your car, and I'm going to run get you some gas. He told her to lock your doors. I'm going to go get you some gas. And that's exactly what he did. Spent his last $20. And so, long story short, Kate and her boyfriend put together a GoFundMe account, $250,000 in donations for this homeless person named Johnny. And so this is essentially going to be used as seed money to help Johnny get his life back together. Now, one of the things that I think is always so fascinating about accounts like and websites and social media accounts like GoFundMe is the fact that it seems to me like people, they like stories, and you wonder why, and this has been an ongoing conversation here in America, why are people more willing to give to a person named Johnny as opposed to, say, for example, an entity or a corporation or a charity that helps the homeless? And I think that like it or not, and it's kind of sad to say, but I think that for a lot of Americans, they trust that this guy named Johnny is going to be able to use that money, believe it or not, more wisely than some of these charitable organizations that, for example, have high overhead or they pay some of their executives a lot of money. And so one of the things that have been talked about over the past couple of years is how do the charities combat the fact that we have so many Americans that are willing to give to organizations or individual people on, say, for example, GoFundMe sites as opposed to the actual charitable organizations. And I think that part of it is because people, if there is a face to the charity, like, for example, in this case, Johnny, they're far more willing to give to that person than some nameless entity, for example, whatever it might be, Goodwill Industries or the Salvation Army, whatever it is. People just like to know that they are helping out an individual person as opposed to some sort of a charitable organization that, for some, is rather faceless. My name is Dan, in for Mary and Vince on WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New this morning, an early morning house fire in Prince George's County has killed an elderly woman and left a firefighter critically injured. It all happened around 3 this morning on Wilburn Drive in Capitol Heights. The woman's name has not been released. The Redskins capped off Thanksgiving night with a 20-10 victory over the New York Giants at FedEx Field. Quarterback Kirk Cousins says they got their running game going in the second half.
I don't know what suddenly got it going in the second half, but we had a couple of drives where we were able to repeat run plays over and over and get productive yards, productive gains, and it made a big difference in the outcome.
With the win, the Redskins improved to 5-6 on the season. Well, now that the turkey's done, the hunt for sales is underway on this Black Friday.
Today's the day malls are packed as people try to get Christmas gifts on deep discount, but not everyone will be circling the parking lots looking for a space.
I'll let the ladies handle most of that. The whole Black Friday thing, something about when they start talking about Black and Friday and shopping, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle that.
Most malls and stores in our area will be open extended hours today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some Arlington County police officers will be at the mall today, too. They'll be at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City collecting toys. Spokeswoman Ashley Savage says the goal is to make sure every child in Arlington County has a new toy this Christmas.
Last year, we raised a couple thousand toys from our community, and we know the community will come out again and help us, and we expect to increase our numbers and raise even more toys this year.
They'll have other donation locations throughout the month of December throughout the county. Senator Al Franken says he feels terrible that he, quote, made some women feel badly. In a Thanksgiving Day statement, Franken says, again quoting, "I'm a warm person. I hug people. I've learned from recent stories that in some of those encounters I crossed a line for some women, and I know that any number is too many," unquote. But Franken still insists, though, that he is not going to resign from the Senate. A move by lawyers for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could signal that he is cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's defense team is no longer sharing information with the president's legal team, a sign that Flynn could be preparing to plead guilty in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Mr. Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, disputes that in a statement. No one should draw the conclusion